The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Bankruptcy is a federal law that allows individuals and businesses to eliminate or reorganize burdensome debt. If you or anyone you know are in need of legal services, visit us at bfsbankruptcy.com or call 1-800-806-1136 for a free consultation. Without pressure and maintaining dignity, we have successfully guided tens of thousands of clients to financial freedom, free from burdensome phone calls, free from overwhelming debt, stays from foreclosures, evictions, repossessions, and garnishments, free to start a new chapter in your personal and professional life. Visit us at bfsbankruptcy.com or call at 1-800-806-1136 for a free consultation. We have offices in both Nassau and Suffolk County. That's 1-800-806-1136 or bfsbankruptcy.com. The consultation is free. The advice is priceless. Good afternoon, everybody. This is bankruptcy attorney Heath Berger from the law firm of Berger, Fischoff, Schumer, Wexler, and Goodman. And we have offices in both Nassau and Suffolk County. And you can reach us at 1-800-806-1136 or 516-747-1136 or on the web at bfsbankruptcy.com or like us on Facebook at Berger, Fischoff, and Schumer. I hope everybody's having a great week. Enjoyed the holiday and, you know, kind of getting back to the swing and, you know, trying to take some advantage of the nice weather, hopefully, and we go on out and move it forward. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about kind of, you know, the pandemic and how things have been affecting and the effects on bankruptcy and when's that what we're going to call the bankruptcy wave coming and all that. You know, and there was an interesting article I read in National Association of Consumer Bankruptcy Attorneys, and they were talking to some Chapter 13 trustees and talking a little bit about the Chapter 13 process, which is what I want to get into today, and talking about the rush and all that. And, you know, the answer was kind of interesting. You know, the answer of the trustees were along the lines of they don't see a wave of Chapter 13 filings coming soon. What they do believe, and you know, again, this is everybody's opinion, is it will be a gradual increase in filings. And the reason is because, you know, the current administration's efforts through evictions and foreclosure, moratoriums, the stimulus payments, you know, they've kind of been keeping people from flooding the bankruptcy courts with cases. You know, once these restrictions are eased, Chapter 13, which, again, I want to get into a lot more today, you know, it's going to be really one of the greatest tools available to deal with the mortgage payments due under all of these forbearance agreements that everybody's entered into. You know, it's kind of a way to either help people cure rental defaults, cure mortgage arrear defaults, auto defaults, and basically protect assets to go forward. And again, this is what most of us are all seeing, what most of us are thinking, you know, whether it's going to be a massive rush in the next 4 to 6 months, it's going to be a bigger rush coming the beginning of next year. You know, those are kind of some different issues that's out there, you know, and one of the problems is, and, you know, it's kind of, you know, always government oversight, you know, and even the Chapter 13 trustees were talking about that is, a lot of people are saying, oh, let's go do these loan modifications. Let's try to modify our loans and do things as opposed to doing the Chapter 13s. And, you know, what the stats are showing is that in most instances, the debtors are far better off repaying past due mortgages through a Chapter 13 plan than extending the 30-year mortgage to a 45-year mortgage with higher interest rates and things like that. So really, where is this coming to and where are we? And, you know, we know there's a couple of different types of bankruptcies. We know the Chapter 7s, which is the liquidation bankruptcies, the Chapter 11s, which are the corporate bankruptcies. But I want to talk today a little bit about what a Chapter 13 bankruptcy is. And, you know, in its clearest sense, and what I try to explain it, you know, in easy is a Chapter 13 bankruptcy is a reorganization bankruptcy. And basically what it allows you to do is it allows you to take, let's say, the arrears on your mortgage, allow you to pay those arrears back over a period of time without interest, along with staying current on your mortgage. And basically what it does is it keeps you back on track. And within the 5 years, you're fully current on any arrears. You've reduced whatever payment you've made towards your principal, and you move on and save your house. You know, that's Chapter 13 in its basic sense. Now, Chapter 13 is used in a number of different ways. You know, in some cases, when we've talked about the means test, where you may not qualify for a Chapter 7 because your income is too high. Well, if that's the case, then, you know, you can turn to a Chapter 13, and based upon what's called your disposable income, you could pay your debts back over a period, over the same 3 to 5 year period of time at some reduced rate without interest. So what it does is it's going to take that point where either I can't wipe out the debts or I need to reorganize the debts because they're secured against some property, and allows you to kind of, what I say, throw it all in a pot and pay basically one payment once a month over a period of 5 years. Now, again, there are some requirements to file a Chapter 13. There are some certain debt limitations on it, that your unsecured debts can't be above a certain amount and your secured debts can't be above a certain amount. But in my 30 years of doing it, I maybe had 3 or 4 people that couldn't qualify because of the debt limits. You have to show that you have income. One of the most important things in a Chapter 13 is you have to have regular income. Now, that could be anything. I'm getting child support. I'm getting Social Security. I'm getting unemployment. I'm getting, you know, a paycheck. You know, so you just have to prove that you're an individual with regular income. Now, again, you have to have enough income to be able to fund what's called your Chapter 13 plan in order to be able to make these payments. But again, what are the two scenarios in the Chapter 13? Again, I want to go through the arrears part on a mortgage. You now haven't paid your mortgage over the last, you know, year and a half. You're behind $40,000, $50,000 in your mortgage. You haven't made a mortgage payment and you're behind. And now the foreclosure actions are starting to go forward. And now what do? Do you have the $40,000 that you saved up for not paying your mortgage? No. And let's, for argument's sake, in the same example, you don't even have any credit card debts because you've been paying your credit card debts, you know, with the money you weren't paying your mortgage. So what do we do now? The banks, are they going to try to work with you? Probably not. What I've been reading and what I've been speaking to friends who are represent banks is there are so many of these mortgages that are behind and that are in defaults that the banks don't have an ability to deal with everybody and to try to work out modifications. And even if they do work out modifications with you, what they'll do is they'll either try to extend your mortgage out to an extra 15 years. And they're probably, because interest rates are so low now, they're probably going to make you at a higher interest rate because that's the penalty you're going to pay. Under the Chapter 13, we can take that $40,000 in arrear, spread it out over a period of 5 years, and let you pay that back once a month in equal monthly payments without any of that interest or late charges being accrued, plus stay current on your mortgage. So if you have the ability to do that, you have the ability to make this additional payment, we could get you back on track within a 5 year period and keep your mortgage on its same track. So if you're already 10 years into your mortgage, you know, and it's a 30-year mortgage, you still only have that 20 years left, where if you start to reorganize it or do one of these forbearances, you could be taking your 30-year mortgage for today and now making it a 45-year mortgage and starting all over. So the key component with the Chapter 13 is that it gives you the ability to pay this money back without the interest and late charges, because we all know that every month you don't pay your mortgage and you look at those mortgage statements, there's charges being accrued on it. There's late charges, there's interest, there's finance charges. Now, some of them during the pandemic, they couldn't charge you the late charges, but they could charge you all these other fees. So the Chapter 13 stops that. What it also does is it stops any foreclosure action. Because if you remember, we've talked about before, the filing of the bankruptcy puts in the automatic stay. So the foreclosure action stop and allows us to use the bankruptcy court, which is a much more debtor-friendly position, to allow us to do this reorganization and pay the debts back. So, you know, when you start looking at how far behind you are in the mortgage, what kind of makes sense, you know, and how do I want to readjust things, you know, the Chapter 13 gives you that ability to allow you to do the reorganization. This is bankruptcy attorney Heath Berger from the law firm of Berger, Fischoff, Schumer, Wexler, and Goodman. And we have offices in both Nassau and two in Suffolk, one in Islip and one in Center Reach. And you could reach us at 1-800-806-1136 or 516-747-1136 or on the web at bfsbankruptcy.com or like us on Facebook at Berger, Fischoff, and Schumer. And we'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. This is bankruptcy attorney Heath Berger from the law firm of Berger, Fischoff, Schumer, Wexler, and Goodman. And we have offices in both Nassau and Suffolk County. And you could reach us at 1-800-806-1136 or 516-747-1136 or on the web at bfsbankruptcy.com. Or like us on Facebook at Berger, Fischoff, and Schumer. So we were talking before the break about the Chapter 13, the reorganization bankruptcy, which really is a great, great tool to help you try to save your house, get yourself back on track. Because what it does is it stops the foreclosure process in its tracks and it allows us to take those arrears and pay it back along with staying current on the mortgage. Now, the process we have to propose and we go back in is we need to show that you do have enough money coming in to obviously pay your normal living expenses, including a mortgage payment, plus this additional amount every month. And there's various ways we can do it, but the key to this Chapter 13 is you got to make your payments every month. Now, the alternative sometimes that bankruptcy allows us, and it's a kind of a judge-by-judge basis, is in this district that we can try to do what's called some loss mitigation through the bankruptcy process, which is we propose a mortgage modification under the bankruptcy. We actually start making payments under a proposed modification, and then it's between us and the bank to see if we could come to an agreement on that to allow you to have the modifications. Both ways are available under the Chapter 13, allowing you into the Chapter 13 to try to do this loss mitigation. My opinion, and I've been doing this for a long time, is a much better process than trying to do it with the bank on your own, because under the bankruptcy, you are under the control of the judge who is monitoring everything. We'd have to do status conferences, and you're in a much more of a, what we'll call a debtor-friendly court, which, you know, if things are reasonable, the courts are going to try to help, you know, broker an arrangement to allow this to work. I had a case where the banks refused to give my client a modification because they made too much money. Insane. I mean, usually it's the reverse. And at the end, the judge, you know, came down on the bank and said, "Are you crazy? You know, they're making the money. They can do it. You have, you know, give them the modification or we're going to have problems when we start subpoenaing everybody, you know, from the bank to come in and explain why somebody that overqualifies can't qualify." So we understand that banks are a little, you know, not always the smartest, tools in the shed, let's say. But the bankruptcy court gives that ability. The other thing that it does is it allows us to deal with all this unsecured debt. So all these credit card debts. So depending on what we call your disposable income is we could pay back your debts along with paying the mortgages at, you know, pennies on the dollar over that same period of time without interest. What the 13 also does is let's assume you have tax liability. It allows us to pay the taxes back under this plan of reorganization also. So it gives the advantage of basically taking everything that's out there, consolidating it, paying it one payment once a month over the period of 3 to 5 years without interest accruing. Now, you know, I was with a client the other day. My clients make a lot of money. They owe $200,000 in credit card debt. Now, they don't qualify for a Chapter 7. Their income is way too high. And we started looking at numbers, and you know, their interest alone, what would accrue over a period of 5 years, was almost $60,000 a year is what the interest were accruing. So over 5 years under a bankruptcy, they would have paid $300,000 in interest. Now, because they make so much money, we've had to pay the debts back in full over a period of 5 years. However, the monthly payments they were trying to make before they consulted me was almost $10,000. We've reduced those payments down to about $4,000. In 5 years, they're debt-free, and they saved themselves about $300,000 in interest. Now, I know that this is an extreme example, but you can see how the Chapter 13 helps, even if you're making a lot of money, but you can't pay debts, because it does get to a point, and everybody hits it, where the amount of the minimum payments on the debt that you owe becomes astronomical. You know, you could keep trying to pay that minimum, but it keeps going up. You know, I always say this. You could pay the minimum payment, which says I'm going to pay you $100, and then next month you charge $200. You're going to just keep going up, and you're never going to get out of it. So the Chapter 13 basically, in every case, whether I'm paying back 1 cent on the dollar or 100 cents on the dollar, it lets you take control of all of these debts, puts it down, gives you one payment once a month over the time frame. So it really is a great option out there. Either one, because we want to try to save a house. Two, you want to deal with debts that are non-dischargeable in bankruptcy, whether it's taxes, whether it's support payments, where we could set up a repayment plan under the bankruptcy so you can pay it out and avoid other issues, whether it's the liens on your property, garnishments of your salary. And we can deal with those in the bankruptcy, where in a Chapter 7, you can't do it because those debts are non-dischargeable. But we can deal with it in the Chapter 13. Now, the Chapter 13 process is pretty much, you know, the same as most of the other bankruptcy processes, where we prepare your bankruptcy, we file it with the court. Once everything's filed, all the actions against your estate. And this really in the 13 scenario becomes the most important, where there's a foreclosure coming, there's a sale date on your house. And just to bring everybody up to speed, they are starting to set sale dates on properties. You know, so that's starting to happen. So really the time to start thinking about how I'm going to get out of this, how we're going to deal with our mortgage arrears, you know, is now. Now's the time to start thinking about the Chapter 13. Trustees appointed in a bankruptcy, the trustee's job is to make sure that your creditors are getting what they're entitled to under the law, and that's who you pay your money to every month under this plan of reorganization, and the trustee's job is to distribute it out to your creditors. We have what's called the 341 meeting, like we've talked about in the Chapter 7. And again, in that case, where in the Chapter 7, a trustee is looking, do you have any assets to liquidate? Here, they're making sure that your creditors are receiving what they're entitled to under the law. And again, that can be based off of your income. It could be based off on your assets. You know, going back to that scenario with the people who had $200,000 in debt. Well, maybe they had a house with equity of $1 million. Well, you want to protect the equity in the house and still deal with the payment of the credit card debts, because the last thing you want is those liens and everything coming against your house, or you start falling behind on your mortgage with all that equity. So 13 not only gives you the ability to reorganize, but it gives the ability to protect assets. So again, a Chapter 7, your assets get liquidated. In a Chapter 13, we're going to protect all your assets. So we kind of look at things on both ends. And it's important that the attorney that you go to knows which way to go and how to protect assets. You know, we've seen it all the time where there's somebody with a substantial amount of equity, and instead of filing a Chapter 13 that the plan payments are somewhat reasonable, they put them into a 7 and they end up losing their house. That's not what you want. You know, we want to protect your assets. You know, you've worked hard to obtain these assets. You want to protect them, and a Chapter 13 gives you that ability to protect your assets and allows you to consolidate and reorganize your debt. And in some cases, pay it back at a reduced rate without interest. Some cases, maybe at a higher rate, allows you to reorganize the arrears on the mortgage, deal with taxes, deal with things that you couldn't normally get rid of in a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. This is bankruptcy attorney Heath Berger from the law firm of Berger, Bischoff, Schumer, Wexler, and Goodman. And we have offices in both Nassau and 2 in Suffolk, 1 in Islip and 1 in Centeridge. And you could reach us at 1-800-806-1136 or 516-747-1136 or on the web at bfsbankruptcy.com or like us on Facebook at Berger, Fischoff, and Schumer. I hope everybody has a great rest of the week, and we'll see everybody next week.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.